Give me sports. Give me tacos. Give me the world.
The Jimmy Podcast World.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think under very different circumstances have I myself and Rob.
Hello.
We've been joined by Facebook Live. Thank you everyone that's tuning in now. Sorry for kind of the ghetto production that we have, but it's just two guys trying to have a tribute to the late great Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Under other circumstances, we've met here for UFC stuff, and that's been fun.
Oh yeah.
Today, hope to at least celebrate the career, the life of Kobe Bryant. Both looked up to him. And all those lost on that day, there was other family. There was other people involved in the helicopter crash. And take me to Sunday. Mm-hmm. How did you find out?
Man, Sunday morning, I was just laying down on my couch watching TV. I was watching a movie on demand. And then out of nowhere, I started getting texts, one from my brother-in-law, Anthony. Yo, Kobe, though. And then my little sister. Oh, sad. What happened about Kobe? And then another friend texted me about Kobe. And then my friend called me. And then you called me. I was like, what the heck? I was like, what's going on? You know, I was just minding my own business, just watching a movie. And everybody started, like, blowing me up. And then I answered your phone call. And I was like, hey, what's going on? You're like, dude, did you hear about Kobe? I was like, no. I was like, what's going on, man? Like, dude, like, he died. I was like, what? I was like, nah. So I get my phone. I start going through every social media, Twitter. I turn on ESPN. I see no breaking news. I was like, this has to be a hoax, man. This has to be a hoax. I was like, please let it be a hoax. Please. My favorite NBA player of all time. I was like, cannot die. I was like, he's 41 years old. Come on. Like, this has got to be a hoax. I was waiting and waiting and waiting for ESPN to put something out. Nothing. So we hung up. Couple of minutes later, sure enough, breaking news, Kobe Bryant died, helicopter accident.
That was weird, dude, because I was actually in here. Mm-hmm. That day we were getting ready to watch the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And we were gonna do a podcast that I actually have put aside to do this first, as far as posting it. And I was getting things ready, just setting up, getting the projector going, making sure everything looked good. And I get a text from our friend Mask. Mm-hmm. And he goes, RIP Kobe. And I thought he was talking shit. Mm-hmm. I thought he was saying something along the lines of like,
Because LeBron passed him up, right?
LeBron passed him up in points. So I'm like, oh, like maybe he's like, oh, you know, Kobe doesn't matter anymore because
LeBron passed him up. LeBron passed him. List. Yeah.
Right. So to me, that's what I thought it was. I'm like, oh, he's probably just like, oh, you know, like Kobe's been passed by LeBron. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what do you mean? You know, like I actually was like, oh, whatever. And you know, kept doing things. And then I'm like, wait, hold on. What do you mean? And he goes, he died. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it before we came on. And we were like, dude, this is one of those hoax. This is one of those things where you hear about like, oh, you know, Tom Hanks died or something like that. Yeah. Tom Hanks did not die. I'm like, ah, it's one of those hoax. It's one of those things, you know? And I immediately went to what is probably one of the most trusted sources out there today, TMZ.
Yeah.
They were quick to report on that.
They were freaking fast.
They were so quick to report on that. They were so sure that was him in that chopper and then everyone else that was there that crashed just outside of Calabasas.
Because that's where I saw it first, TMZ. But I was like, wait, I want ESPN to confirm it for me. If they don't confirm it for me, I'm like, okay, it's a hoax.
Right. They had that goddamn Pro Bowl on it. I'm watching the Pro Bowl going like, dude, come on. Like, this is the Pro Bowl. Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. And I'm like, dude, this is the Pro Bowl. No one cares. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at ESPN. Was it ESPN2, I think? They had on the X Games.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? The X Games? Like, there was no crawl at the bottom. Nothing was saying, you know, hey, tragic news. Nothing like that.
And nothing.
No channel was saying anything.
It took them a long time to put something on there.
And then, you know, you and I were talking, and you're like, I'm looking through these channels. I'm like, I'm looking through those channels. Nothing.
I was looking at Twitter. I was looking at Instagram. I was looking at Facebook. I was looking at Snapchat. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was like, this has got to be a hoax, man. This has got to be a hoax.
And I think it was, I was about to change channels. I was going through Guide. I even went to CNN.
Mm-hmm. Fake news.
Hashtag fake news. I went to CNN. CNN, folks. I went to CNN, and I'm like, dude, it's something.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I remember we hung up. I'm like, dude, well, if you see anything, let me know. If I see anything, I'll let you know. And the Pro Bowl was on. And I hit Guide, and I was about to leave the channel. Mm-hmm. And as I was about to leave the channel, the announcer was like, oh, hey, you know, just tragic news. We just got word. You know, Kobe Bryant has passed away due to a helicopter crash. And I think I had texted you or something like that. Yeah. And then I had gone to, like, ESPN News or ESPN2, whatever had the X Games on.
And they finally cut it off.
Finally, they cut two. Mm-hmm. I went to NBA Network. And they had cut too. And I sat there and I was watching, I was looking at the TV. I was looking at the TV and I was like, dude, I can't believe, like, I wasn't seeing anything. I was just kind of seeing the TV. And just, I was seeing images. I wasn't hearing audio either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I sat there for it must have been 30 minutes. It must have been 30 minutes where I saw, I saw nothing. I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
It took a while for me to get up.
It took a while for me to, like, for it to sink in, you know, like. No, like, I hope somebody's playing a hoax, dude. Even till this day, right now, I'm like, please tell me still the hoax, man. I was like, really? Like, did we just lose arguably the best NBA player of all time? Because I didn't see MJ play.
Yeah, you mentioned this before.
Yeah, I saw him towards, you know, like, middle end of his career, so I didn't really get to see him play. So, your MJ is your MJ. For me, Kobe was my MJ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, to me, he was my favorite basketball player of all time.
Yeah.
Till this day, I'm just like, why couldn't it have been LeBron? Just kidding, LeBron.
Yeah, no. I find it weird whenever people react this way to celebrities dying. I've only reacted this way twice.
Mm-hmm.
The other was Chester Bennington.
Oh, from Linkin Park, right?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah. Well, you're a huge Linkin Park fan.
This is the other time where, like, before someone else has died, and it is tragic. I'm not saying it's not. But the connection that I've had to people, like, for me, I see celebrities. I see people. And I go, like, they're just people. And some of them I follow. But there's no real, like, emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
I did see Jordan. And I did follow the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't a Bulls fan. I was watching by association.
Yeah.
So I was watching just because they were associated with Jordan. He was on their team. Kobe was the reason why I became a Laker fan.
Yeah, same here.
Drafted by the Hornets. 13 overall, and then traded to the Lakers.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you, Charlotte. And that's where my connection to the Lakers lies. Is that's what made me a fan, I think, was when they drafted him. You know, they got Shaq as well, and ended up going on a great run.
Mm-hmm. Three-peat.
Yeah, they went on a three-peat. And I think, you know, looking back at it now, looking at his career, there's been a lot of, he kind of grew up before our eyes, right? Yeah. Like, as we were growing up, he was growing up as well, and he drafted at 17.
Yeah.
Right out of high school. Shout out to Laura Marion. Thoughts are with you guys as you lose a Laura Marion high school great. And played, basically grew up, entered adulthood.
Yeah.
There was years in the league where he couldn't purchase a bottle of alcohol. Went as far as he did, and we saw all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could say the same. I don't have that same connection with Jordan. I don't have that same connection.
Yeah.
Or
with me, with like LeBron. I just don't.
Right. Yeah, I would say the same. With LeBron, I think a lot of it has to do with I think early on in his career I was hating a lot on him, but I was a young kid. Kobe came in, he was a young kid, kind of grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away at the age of 41. I turned 35 in April.
Super young, man, 41 years old. But you know what hurt me the most? Okay, one, we lost a great icon, a legend. Phenomenal basketball player, great human being, great father. But what hurt me the most, his daughter, man.
Yeah.
His daughter dying there with him. Like, I don't want to picture, but I can just imagine those last seconds that they had together. You know what I mean? Like, what she was, like, her thought process and his thought process, you know, was, like, before the helicopter crashed, you know? It's like, it's not just you. It's you and your daughter.
Yeah.
And as a father now, it's like, fuck.
Having a baby girl for me has been a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember texting you one time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around the time where, you know, you said congrats, oh, you have your baby grow and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, how was it? You know, and you have two baby girl and then a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how was it with the girl? And you said it was amazing.
It's an instant connection, man. Like, she changed me for the better, for sure. Just she just pushes me to be a better father, you know, because when you're young, you're single, you're dumb, you don't, you know what I mean? Like, how can I say it? A daughter just helps you appreciate women more, you know, especially now that you have your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you see heartaches and stuff like that with girls back then. You're like, ah, you know, who cares about her or whatever, you know? But now it's like you start thinking about your daughter, you know, in the future, like, oh, what if some scumbag does this to her or that, you know? It's like,
yeah,
you start thinking about it more differently now, you know? But it's awesome, man.
I remember asking you, like, I had so many of my family that was hoping for a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for as healthy of a baby as I can get.
That's all you want.
But it's also cool, you know, to have a boy. You know, as I'm sure you feel that, you know, having a son now. I remember asking you, I'm like, did you want, you know, would you have wanted a boy? What if the second child you have was a girl?
I would have been happy.
You told me, you were like, dude, I would have been, I couldn't have been happier.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant said the same.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, the way he was with his daughters, mm-hmm. Was something that I looked to. I not only looked to him for basketball, I looked to him for life lessons.
Yeah.
And life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing him and his mentality around daughters and saying, you know, it's like, I'm a girl dad. I'm a girl's dad. Like, to me, that makes me, if I wasn't proud enough before wearing, you know, shirts like this, I'm even more proud now because of people like Kobe.
Yeah.
Because so many people would tell him, hey, man, like, you should go for a boy to carry on the legacy. Mm-hmm. What would Gianna say? I got this.
Yeah. She said, huh?
I'm carrying this legacy.
Mm-hmm.
No need for a boy. And he talked about her. She was him. She was him.
Spitting image of him.
Yeah. She was him. In if you saw some clips of her playing.
The biting of the jersey.
Same attack.
Same mentality. Same everything.
Same
yeah.
Mamba mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of go over Facebook, like, just to acknowledge you guys, I see some of the messages on there. I'll try to get to them as best as possible. We don't really have much, man. We're here to talk about Kobe. We're here to pay our respects, pay a tribute to our both of ours favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have highlights playing behind you guys. You guys won't be able to see that, but we'll be commenting on that. If you guys want to call in, I do have that set up. You'll have to text me or send me a message on Facebook Messenger, and if you want to come on and just talk about your favorite moments, you don't have to be a Laker fan, you don't have to be a Kobe fan, but if you were a Spurs fan, you know, a Warriors fan, whatever team, or not at all, maybe you've known of him as of late, whatever it is that you want to come on and say, please message me, Facebook Messenger or text message if you have my phone number, and we'll go off that.
Speaking of memories, what was your favorite memory of Kobe Bryant or memories?
Damn, I have so many. I remember. I'm gonna start with, I forget what game it was, but he was young, and I think rookie season, had an attitude towards him, thought he was hot shit. They put the ball in his hand to win it.
Oh, against the Jazz.
And he airballed it.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah.
Against the Utah Jazz. Shaq mentioned that a lot.
Yeah, mentioned it early and often.
Yeah.
That was one of my... That's one of the things that I say now is I like taking that game-winning shot.
That was mentality.
Because if I miss it, I missed it.
Yeah.
I don't have to depend on someone else missing that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to screw up, I'm screwing up. That was that mentality. And maybe a little immaturity. But he grew from that.
Yeah.
And how many shots did he make after that? He's probably the greatest tough shot person in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Toughest shot. Like, someone in his face, he's got a pump fake, like got to move
circus
around.
Circus shot. Yeah.
A lot of those are questionable shot attempts.
Mm-hmm.
But how many did he make?
Too many to count.
But the NBA Finals, Shaq fouls out.
Oh, NBA Finals 2000, game four, I believe, right? I think it's game four. I believe it's game four. He fouled out 21 years old.
Yeah, all of 21 years old.
Not only that, he missed game two.
Right.
Game two, game three, he still had the ankle sprain.
Yeah.
He played only a certain amount of minutes. Game four, Shaq fouled out, and they put the ball on a 21-year-old kid's hands.
Yeah.
And what happened? Took him to overtime. And he sealed it with the layup. He sealed it with like 5-6 seconds left in the game clock. Sealed the game and he won it. They went up 3-1. We all know what happened, you know, to the rest, you know, 4-2. But Kobe won that game for the Lakers. 21-year-old, the sprained ankle.
I remember some off the court stuff, his commercials with ESPN early on with Keyshawn Johnson, I believe, was in one of them. His rap video or his rap, rap songs. As terrible as they were, I listened to them and I'm like, dude, this is Kobe.
Kind of have to.
Yeah. just so many things. What do you have? What are you?
To me, well, obviously the one that stands out right now is 60 points for his last game against the Utah Jazz. That's 60 point. Well, what was it? Shaquille O'Neal. How many points did he ask him to make for that game? How many was it? 30, 40 points?
Something like that. That. Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I told him to only score 30 points. I like, know, son of a bitch, Kobe. Score 60. 60 points.
Oh, dude, you remember when he won NBA title number 5?
Yeah.
When they asked him, how do you feel about this one? He said, one more than Shaq. that one I love, too.
Yeah.
I love that, too. I remember, too, after he had won, after the Lakers had won against the...
It was the Magic.
The Magic. The I remember Magic. You and I started calling people saying, you know, he had one without Shaq. And I think we called like Mask a bunch of times and started pretending we were Kobe saying, oh, dude, I won one without Shaq. Like, what about you, Charles? Like, no, you didn't win any. I remember that. That was cool. That was the ultimate.
And I love that also because that's Fernando Camarena's favorite team, the Orlando Magic.
There you go. Shout out to Fernando.
Shout out to Fernando. You know, Fernando taught me how my ass tastes.
What else you got?
Dude, 81 points against the Raptors.
Yeah.
81 points against the Raptors, man. How can you forget about that?
I remember when he scored the 81 points, I was working in Monterey. I don't remember if it was the Apple Store or the theater. Mm-hmm. But must have been the movie theater. But I was driving home, and I nearly drove off the road. Mm-hmm. Imogen, right as you're coming back towards Marina, and then you know towards this way. I almost drove off the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the
81 points?
Yeah, 81 points. I was like, what? I remember calling my cousin, and I'm like, dude, did you just hear Kobe scored 81 points? He's like, no.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? I know 100 points is more than 81. Let me do the math real quick. Yeah, more than 81.
Yeah.
I think those 81, to me, more valuable.
Especially in today's age in basketball.
It was also recorded.
Not only that recorded, but come on. Who the hell was Will Chamberlain playing against? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
To me... Kobe will always be.
That was the best scoring performance of all time in my eyes.
Yeah, that one. And then every time at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, always lighting up the Knicks.
Yeah, he lit up the Knicks.
Yeah.
Those to me are very, to me, some of the most incredible moments. Some of my favorite sports moments are with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how today's current generation of basketball players, when Kobe played, that generation looked up to Jordan. You know, today's generation, you saw it in all the videos. You saw it in all the...
Everybody looked up to Kobe, dude.
Everyone looked up to Kobe. Everyone was destroyed by this.
Mm-hmm.
Every single player. There was players in the stands hugging their family. I hugged mine.
Yeah, you know what? As soon as I found out that he lost his daughter, I immediately called out for my daughter, Nori. I was like, Nori, come here, baby. She's like, yes, daddy. Just come here. Let me hug you. She didn't want to be hugged, but I forced her.
Yeah.
I forced her. Come here. Let me hug you, baby. I held her as tight and as long as I possibly could until she broke out. I was like, man, because you never know when your ticket might be punched.
Right.
You never know. So... I think that right there is a valuable lesson to not hold any grudges with anybody.
Yeah.
And B, just enjoy life, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. Why be such a sourpuss, man? Yeah. Life is so beautiful and so short at the same time. If you got kids out there, hug your kids. Tell them you love them each and every single day. Because you never know when your last day might come. And to me, that is very, very important. Hugging your kids and telling them you love them.
Did you see how he was honored, like, throughout the league?
That was amazing, dude.
Some of that, you know, like 24, you know, shot clock violation, eight second, yeah,
backcourt violation. You know which one was my favorite? Mark Cuban. He said, "No Dallas player will ever wear number 24." Yeah, that to me was a lot of mad respect to Kobe.
What do you think about the NBA logo?
What about it?
People have been saying petition. I think there's a petition where it's gone like up to 1 million people or something like that.
I did not hear about that.
Want the NBA logo changed from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant.
I did not hear
about
that.
Know exactly what.
What kind of logo to put on there?
What kind of logo they would put. I don't know if it'd be his fadeaway. Kobe, by the way.
Or the pump fake.
Don't stop saying Kobe when you're shooting something into a garbage can or a sink or whatever it may be. Continue that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Continue doing that.
I did not hear about that, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think they should? We're talking about a logo.
Yeah.
That is... There's nothing... No one bigger than the sport, right? There's no one bigger than the NFL. No player is bigger than the NFL. Like, no player is bigger than the MLB. It's the league is above it all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think no, but I think that they should retire the number 8 and 24.
8 and 24.
Yeah. Not the logo, but the number 8 and 24. So nobody else can wear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
It's if you look at the NBA, a lot of its legends are still around.
Yeah, a lot of them.
This is, I know people will say, oh, this legend's dead, that legend's dead. I know.
Mm-hmm.
But to the polarizing caliber of a Kobe Bryant, the majority of them are still there.
Yeah.
Jordan's still there. You know?
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. I don't know how Magic Johnson.
I know que está haciendo Magic.
Magic.
¿Cómo haces, dude?
Ganaste ya. Do you have AIDS or not, dude?
Yes or no? Tell me.
Tell me, dude.
Was it Arsenio Hall? I'm glad we're joking, man. So often have we got on here and, you know, joked about, you know, talked about UFC stuff or whatever, and we joke. And I don't know if we would. And I'm glad that we're at least, you know, trying to laugh, smile. But I agree with that. Going back to that, 8 and 24 should probably be.
I think so, man. I think they should definitely retire those two numbers from all NBA teams.
Yeah.
Well, NBA in general, yeah.
Yeah.
The logo, I think that's going a little bit too far. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's my favorite basketball player.
Yeah, mine
time
too.
And everything, but just leave the logo. But the numbers, for sure, I would love to see that retired.
My favorite player, too. And I want to make that clear. That's my favorite player. I know a lot of people are like, oh, aren't you a LeBron guy? I am a LeBron. I am a LeBron sexual. But for today, we leave that out.
Yeah.
Today, we're just talking about Kobe. And if he wasn't my favorite player, we'd probably still be talking about him here today. But he's my favorite player. He's what made me stick around watching basketball after Jordan. He's what made me be a fan of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And go through a lot of losing seasons after Shaq had left. Let me ask you this about Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Had he stayed?
Would they have won multiple?
Would they have one more?
I think they could have possibly had at least another 2-3 maybe.
Yeah.
I think so. 2 or 3 more championships. I wouldn't say 10, like Shaq said. I'll go to, we would have won 10. No. Relax.
That's Charles. Kenny, Ernie. I don't know exactly how many more they would have won. One or two more would have been somewhere around
I think
there.
Maybe 3 the max.
3?
3 the max, I think. But 10, no.
It was nice to see Shaq years ago. Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe and Shaq kind of put aside their differences. I could only imagine Shaq had his you know, his Facebook tweet of Kobe.
On Instagram, right?
On Instagram. And it was cool to see. It was cool to see Shaq and his message. I'm glad that they were able to years ago kind of mend that relationship, because for a while there, you know, it was a lot of back and forth. Yeah, for a while there was a lot of back and forth. So I'm glad that they were able to see past their differences and be friends off court. You know, that was great. I do have a couple of people that did share some of their stuff on Facebook. I definitely appreciate that. I won't give out full names. I don't know if they allowed me to or not. So friend of the program, Luis, says, "Hell yeah, I got memories. It was against my Jazz, too. His final game. As much as I hated to lose, I respected his game so much that the final 3 minutes just gave me goosebumps. And I watch it all the time. He brought so much to the game. It was unreal. Forever will be one of the greatest memories I have, and I'm glad I witnessed it. Also with great friends." Another friend of the program, Jesse. "I don't know if I have an exact memory, but the Black Mamba was intense. No one besides MJ has a killer instinct that he had. The man didn't go for your throat. He went for your soul."
That's true.
"He played with all heart. When he tore his Achilles and still went out there and shot 2 free throws to tie the game, fuck. That was savage. He played every game like it was his last. I respected that as a fan. He will sadly be missed. Him and his daughter were going to do great things in the world for women's sports. It's sad. Thank you, Kobe, for all you did. Rest in peace." Pretty cool words. Thank you guys for sending that in. Couple other things here. Josue, friend of the program. He's been on UFC podcast. He's been on WWE podcast here as well. As far as questions go, do you have a favorite game or one that stands out to you?
Who is he asking you?
Both of us.
A favorite game that stands out. Yeah, against the Suns. Remember when there were the Suns had when they had Nash, I believe, right?
Yeah.
When they had Nash, and the Suns had their number for a while, man. And then it was in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And then
first round.
He brought them back and won that game, and that killer instinct mentality that he had, you know, like, give me the damn ball, I want to win this game for us.
Yeah.
He went out there and he won that game, and he just showed all that intensity after he hit that game winner. Oh, that shit just gave me chills, man. That game was intense. I hated the Suns for that.
Yeah. I don't think I ever hated the Suns before or after as much as I did during that series. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a Rajah Bell, who was it that choked them? Like, clotheslined them?
Rajah Bell.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Kobe Bryant wanted to recruit Rajah Bell to the Lakers at one point. And Rajah Bell said, "Nah, I'm good. Nah, Chalice."
As far as game for me, like,
against Portland, the alley-oop pass to Shaq.
Yeah. I think that alley-oop pass to Shaq was one of those where, like, once you kind of saw it all play out, you know, Kobe Dry just lobs it up, Shaq does it, and then just runs back
pointing to his son, I think.
Man, game for me, finals Celtics.
Yeah.
He said it himself too. They were all great. This is by far the sweetest one because it was the hardest.
Yeah.
And it was against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be. I remember that series drove me nuts, man.
I think we saw one at your cousin's house, Marco, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
I remember too, I was like, I was so upset too. I'm like, I don't understand. We have the better players. And my cousin like just looks over and goes like, you're right or what? And I'm like, no, I'm not all right. Like, dude, of course I wasn't all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are some of my favorite moments that I have. Really quick. There were other people affected. You know, because of what happened, mm-hmm. the helicopter crash. We did lose, you know, more people in this helicopter than just Kobe and Gianna. Of course, our connection is to Kobe. This is why we're mentioning that. We're definitely not putting him above anyone or anything like that. It's just that's our connection.
Yeah.
That's what we have. Those lost in the accident on Sunday, Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Elisa Altobelli. So three people, same family. It's, Kristen Mauser, Ara Subayan, the pilot, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester. I don't expect or think that any of their friends or family are listening, but our hearts go out to you guys.
Must be very tough on them too.
Couldn't imagine that.
I can't imagine that, how hard it is for them as well.
Yeah. In a few, I'll have a phone call coming in. Good friend of ours from back in the day.
Who?
Albert.
Oh, is he the one you beat at basketball?
Just undefeated record. Yeah.
Oh.
1,000-0.
Oh, I beat him here in your backyard too.
I remember that legendary game.
The legendary game. Yeah. The fadeaway also.
Yeah, you
Kobe.
You hit that from way over on this. I guess in reference, the basketball rim was here, and it was like definitely way over there. Yeah. Like we had that little roof thing, for the patio area.
Ooh, that was back in the days.
While I set up this phone call, if you have any notes on there, or anything like that that you want to go ahead and look at, anything. That you want to mention, just give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, there was also a lot of battles of Kobe Bryant with Tracy McGrady that they both had. Oh, man, they were fun to watch, man. I remember Kobe said that Tracy McGrady was one of the hardest opponents for sure for him to guard, aside from Carmelo Anthony. Those were definitely battles. That one, and then who else? Let's see. Oh, there's just so many, man. You know what was fun to watch? The dunk contest when he won it.
Yeah, the dunk contest. He went under his leg.
Under his leg, yeah.
Oh.
That was fun to watch, too. That was definitely fun to watch.
Yo, what up, Albert? Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
It's going good. Going good.
What's up, Albert?
Dude, long time no chat, man. What's up?
Seriously.
We're here talking about Kobe Bryant. As you're aware, we've been exchanging messages back and forth for a couple of days now.
Yeah.
Take me to Sunday. How did you find out?
Man, I was in the city. I was in the gym, and I had just got done playing some basketball. Hopped in the lockers and took a shower. Came out, started seeing this text on Facebook. Somebody posted Kobe's dead. Like, no, stop. I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. Whatever. And then my friend Huey, he texted me something about reports about Kobe, and I was like, kind of like made me mad. Like, what reports about what? Like, what? Tell me what? Just said reports about Kobe. He told me he died in a helicopter crash, and I didn't want to believe it. I was like, this is fake. That's fake news, man. And I just went on Instagram, started looking at it more, and I'm driving in the city, and and I just see it on WorldStar. Kobe Bryant dies in a helicopter crash, and I already knew it was like, if anything would have killed Kobe, it would have been a helicopter crash, because that's the way that man travels everywhere he went. And I just immediately started punching my steering wheel, and I had to pull over. I had to pull over, and like my whole day was just like I couldn't even work the rest of the day. Took the rest of the day off. I just went home, back to the city, and it's funny, man. This hit me so hard that stuff that I had been holding a grudge with people, like, I would instantly call them, and I was like, it took me a day. Like today, I called my cousin. I hadn't talked to him in a couple of years. And, like, this losing my hero, man, is, like, just made me reflect on life, and I got to appreciate what I got right now. And, like, life, I can't hold grudges on things like that. And we got to just, like, live life to the fullest, man. Like,
kind of made you reflect a little bit on life, huh?
Seriously, it really did, man. It's just kind of an eye opener, and I mean, it just comes to show that like life gives no second chances. And I mean, it would have been one thing if it would have been just Kobe, man, but like his daughter too, you know, like,
yeah.
People always kept telling him, you know, like, Kobe, you got to have a son. Kobe, you got to have a son. And his daughter raises fingers like, hey, that's why I'm here. And they would just look at her like, holy, okay, damn, like, okay. That's, yeah, and then cheer her on, man, and like, and Kobe would be like smiling, like, yeah, like, I'm telling you, she's the next one. And I could see it. We could all see it in her, man. She had that same drive like him. And he would say, like, she liked the aggression of the game. And, like, she had the vintage fadeaway down. And another thing is, like, I think about, like, Kobe, it's like we were yet to see the best part about Kobe. Like, this man was going to become a billionaire off freaking movies. Child movies. He was going to make child movies with a message in it. And just the way he had started, like, he was such a great narrator, his voice, like, and the way he was so well spoken all the time, so articulate, like, I feel like he had bigger plans. Like, man, like I feel like even Jordan, like, he's capped, like, he's already hit the peak, like, there's nothing more that he can do. Like, this guy was just barely getting started. And he was already putting the incentive, like, hey, there's three girls in the WNBA right now that are good enough to play in the NBA. Yeah. I feel like his daughter, if anybody was going to play in the NBA, that little girl was going to be the first one to ever play in the NBA. I'll back that up any day. That she would have been good. And if she didn't make it to the NBA, I'm telling you, right, nobody gives a damn about the WNBA.
Yeah.
Nobody watches that thing. But mm-hmm. if that, he would have been like, watch my baby come in this thing. Watch my baby come in this thing. And everybody would have wanted to watch his Kobe's movie because they knew that was going to be the new Black Mamba.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see her fadeaway? Her fadeaway was vicious and looked kind of like his.
Just like it, man. Just like it. She did it on Kobe in the room when he was practicing, and they were just filming her. And then you see it when she's doing it against in the little league that she was in. Like, oh man,
you kind of showed them off a little bit.
Like, yeah, yeah. Gives you chills to think like how that little girl would have grown up to be.
Really quick, anyone watching on? I don't know if you're aware of this, Albert. You're on Facebook Live, but I'm not sure if the audio is going through to Facebook Live or not. JimmyPodcastWorld.com. I'll be uploading the podcast at some point. Eventually, we'll make my way to iTunes with that. Thank you for being on, man. I really appreciate that. But I wanted to kind of move to some of your favorite Kobe moments.
Okay. I'd say one of my favorite Kobe moments definitely has to be the game winner against Dwayne Wade.
Against the Heat.
And then... Yeah, against the Heat and against Wade, that game winner. And the other one was against the Hawks, and he hit like three pointers back to back to take us OT, and then he just killed him in OT. But another one was like another moment. I was like how he broke his, like, he like dislocated his finger and just went to the side and just popped it right back in and went, all right, back in the game.
Right.
Like, now, talk yeah. Like, that guy was a beast, man. Like, there's...
I think a lot of guys would have sat down and be like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But that right there was just like, yeah, exactly. Like, just, you got to love the guy for just being, having that kind of like, kind of toughness to him, man.
Did you, you ever watch him play live? Did you ever attend any of his games?
Live? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw all those games live. The ones I'm talking about? Yeah, I remember, like, me and my little sister, that was like, I mean, my little sister was too young for the three-peat, but that's what made, to me, made it more special watching the 2009 and 2010 championship, because my little sister, she grew into it with me. You know, she knew how much I loved the Lakers, and she grew into me. Like, she loved Kobe. That to me was more special because we watched the games, whole family together. And even to this day, you know, like my dad will, he'll see like other players like, oh, look, he's using Kobe's moves. Kawhi, when he uses Kobe's moves, it's like it's just, the game is, there's no way that you can not speak of the NBA and mention Kobe Bryant.
It's impossible, right?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Well, listen.
What would you say is one of your favorite moments, Jimmy?
We were talking about a couple of them before the call, and I guess some of my favorite moments. We're actually playing highlights, like right behind our camera here, on the projector, just watching some of his stuff. And one of the ones that just came up recently was his dunk on Dwight Howard. When he posterized them, I was just like, dude, really? The other one was where he was going, I forget who was playing, but he was running down the court. There was a lob pass to him. He catches it, puts it like behind his back, and then like moves sideways and then like finishes with a dunk.
180 dunk?
Yeah.
The 180 dunk? Dude,
that was so sick, dude. That was so sick. I kept trying to do that like so often, like just trying to, you know, I grew up watching Jordan, but like my favorite player of all time is a guy we're honoring here today, and so often was trying to copy his moves, and very terribly, I might add, but like trying to copy his moves and trying to like, you know, make his impossible shots. Any game against the Celtics that he played in was some of my favorite moments. The NBA Finals against the Celtics.
Yeah.
The fact that he won against the Celtics, won it without Shaq
twice.
And was able to, he said this is the sweetest because it's against the Celtics. And that was also another one of my favorite moments. I was mentioning too when Shaq fell down in the finals.
That's right. Oh my God, how could I forget about that moment?
We just saw the highlight right now. Was that Denver?
Or was that the Bucks?
It could have been the Bucks. Well, he did the behind the back dunk, 180 dunk. He was all of 21 years old when Shaq fell down and he had to carry the team.
Game 4, game 2 he didn't play.
No. I thought you were talking about the time when Shaq was on the Celtics and he made that and one on him, and then Kobe stared and looked at him like, yeah. And then the spokesman was like, look at the way he looked at Kobe, like, yeah, you remember me?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Shaq, you know, he wanted to beat Kobe and get that fifth ring and throw it in his face like, hey, yeah, I bandwagoned on this team just to get just a ring chase on this team just to get one more on top of you.
Yeah.
And he still came back and beat them.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we're talking about the 2000 finals against the Pacers. Yeah, Kobe had a sprained ankle. Sprained ankle. Game 2, he didn't play. Game 3, he barely played. Game 4, Shaq fouled out. 21-year-old kid, Kobe Bryant, comes in and wins it in overtime for them. Amazing.
That was amazing, man. Amazing. That's the series where he got Jalen Rose.
Yeah. Or how about that dunk over Yao Ming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I scored 53 on him that night.
I was mentioning this with Rob earlier, man. There's a petition out there to change the NBA logo to a Kobe Bryant type logo. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, even Jerry West is saying he doesn't want to be an NBA logo anymore. He's already throwing it out there. Like, look, just give it to him.
Oh, wow.
You know, and everybody's already, yeah, he already said that. He doesn't want to be on the logo anymore. And that's pretty much just like saying, like, look, you guys don't need a petition. I'm with this. Let's do this.
Yeah. Rob was mentioning that Mark Cuban has already retired the number 8 and 24, and that the rest of the league should follow suit.
Oh, yeah. The other guy from Toronto, he was saying that, listen, if I need to look for another number, you let me know. I'll get rid of 24.
I was telling Rob this story earlier, and I don't know if you're aware of this. I was depressed as hell watching a bunch of videos, but there was one where Mike Tirico was talking about the night that Kobe hit his last game, went for 60. He was at the line shooting. He had hit free throw and point number 59. And his next free throw was point, you know, number 60, right before the game ends. You know, I think there's like 14 seconds left or something like that in the game.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward steps over the line. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that till
I never caught that detail either. And they say he stepped over the line and looked at the ref like, hey, you saw me do this.
In case
Kobe missed it. But I mean, we all know Kobe was like a master at the free throw line. You know, that's why he had that percentage so high.
And then let's not forget that this is a game that you know, Hayward team could have very much used, but he saw a moment that was beyond that was you know, beyond basketball. He was there he saw Kobe at 59 and said, just in case, mm-hmm, here's my foot over the line, ref, just in case, you know, like, that's, mm-hmm, that's amazing. Like, to go like, oh yeah, I hope this guy scores 60 on us.
Yeah.
Here's my foot over the line.
That moment, Kobe was just bigger than basketball, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's now, and it's crazy that, like, Tracy McGrady said that Kobe used to always tell him that I want to die young. I want to be immortalized.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, like, I don't want to say his wish came true, but it did. But it's like, it sucks that his daughter, I know he wouldn't have wished that on his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy was such a beast, man. I mean, to think that he was sitting in the passenger seat, and when they found his body, he had his daughter in his arms. That means that man got out of the passenger seat, went all the way back there to hug her and tell her everything was going to be okay in their last moment.
Yeah, wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what to comment on.
And just seeing Shaq today talk about it, man, he said that the last time he spoke to him when he dropped the 60. And it's like, man, like, I guess they weren't that cool. I mean, you know how much love they have for him, but it's just that Shaq says that he's always working, and now he's just taking it, you know, thinks he just took it for granted because he could have been all those nights having dinner with him and his niece, and now they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I guess Kobe was texting
his son, right?
His son, the night before, the day of?
No, the day of, actually.
Yeah, he was texting Shaq's son. I guess, is he at UCLA?
Whatever school
he's at, I think he wants to transfer out.
Yeah.
And Kobe just kind of texted him like, hey, you good? And he goes, yeah, I just need to figure out my next move. But crazy how he just mentored, you know, not just in his camp, but just, you know, just other players.
Or even what Jay Williams had to say about Kobe. Remember?
What'd he say?
About, I guess his rookie season, they were going to play against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted
to
make like 400 shots made before he went back to the locker room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I guess when he got there, Kobe was already practicing, like drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
You know, full on, you know, making some, you know, like NBA action.
Like, Kobe was playing like if they were really guarding him. That's what he was saying. And he was like, how is this guy playing so intense? And he's like thinking, there's no way this guy's going to have the energy to play through with that, like, tonight and beat us. Yeah. And he's like, he dropped like, he dropped like 40 on them and killed it that night and beat them. And when the game was over, he went up to him and told him, I just want to tell you that I wasn't going to let you outwork me. And he thought, like, who the hell am I? Like, I'm just a rookie in the league. Like, who am I to Kobe, you know? And he's just like, I just want to let you know.
Doesn't matter how hard every you day work.
Somebody, it's all how hard you work, and I wasn't going to let you outwork me.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere out there, just know, somewhere out there, somebody's working harder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I guess he really took that to heart, man. You know, as a, even as a father, as a son, as a brother, whatever, he took it to heart, man, to just be a better person overall.
Right, right.
You look Kobe. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
You look at his his life, and he didn't dabble in too many other things outside of basketball when he was doing basketball. Mm-hmm. He left basketball and then was like, where else am I gonna focus my attention? Oh, Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Here I go, about to dominate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would have.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have. But that mentality. And he was, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you don't get a Grammy for nothing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Albert, listen, man. Thank you for calling in, dude. It was nice talking to you. Something that I thought of as you were saying, you know, just all the grudges you were holding, you called people and, you know, just kind of, you know, said my bad or whatever, kind of mend fences. And anytime we can link up to play basketball, man. I would love that, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy, I've known you since second grade, man, and you know, you're really the reason why I even started playing basketball, man. You know that. You like, I would always definitely get my ass whooped by you and BJ, you know, so many times over and over. But man, like, another thing is like, you're the reason why I'm a Lakers fan. You and Kobe, because you. You know, you got me into basketball, and I saw Kobe kind of through you, and I would always sneak out of my house. My parents, my dad would never want to let me watch anything I wanted to watch. So I'd always have to pretend that I was going to do something, walk the dogs, leave them in your backyard just there, and
yeah.
We would just watch Kobe all the time. We would just watch, man, sports over there. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, man, because I don't think I would feel the way I feel about Kobe right now. So
hey, man, Albert.
It is such a great loss. Yeah,
man. And if you ever want to avenge your loss versus me too, man, just, you know, I'm open to it too, man. You know, just throwing
man,
that out
there. Dude, that I don't even know what you're talking about.
Here we go.
I'll admit to Jimmy whooping, but I don't recollect that at all.
Hey, me and Jimmy definitely do. It was here in his backyard.
I guess we'll have to play that one over.
Yeah. Freaking Albert, man. Good talking to you, Albert.
All right, Albert, man. You take care, dude.
Take care, man.
All right, save my number, man. Love you guys.
All right, brother.
Later. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Having him on, man.
Yeah.
Wasn't really too aware of that, like, you know, like, I guess, you know, he, when we played ball or whatever, you know, he kind of was like, you know, who are you looking at? Who are you emulating? Who are you trying to be like? And Kobe.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's cool. Those were pretty, pretty cool words from him. We're at about 58 minutes, man. Anything else?
Well, you know what, though? It's a sad and a good day, but in a good day in terms of heaven just gained two more angels. You know, I guess if you're trying to look at it the positive, you know, the positive way.
Yeah.
They gained two more angels and, nine technically, you know.
But Tony, shout out to Tony. Want to mention her mom, my mother-in-law, wants to mention how Kobe was the reason why she got into basketball. Her memory would be that he would come home early from the lake, and just to catch a Lakers play. Always remember how my mom would yell at Kobe through the TV screen as if he's going to hear her.
Métela, cabrón.
Come on, Kobe. I'm glad we did this. Yeah. Thank you. I know I pulled you away from things to do this, pulled you multiple times.
All good, dude.
I'm gonna continue watching Kobe highlights here and you know, just shooting the shit, and hopefully you guys found this entertaining. Hopefully you guys got something from this. I don't know if there's anything on here, any messages. Josue says, what's up, brother?
What's up, Josue?
Dude, my brothers and I were having some convos about the hoax, like just like the hoax thing. Saying I'm a big MJ fan, I was, still am. I think people see that, see what I say on Facebook, and I think they assume I dislike Jordan or don't like Jordan. Jordan was my favorite player before Kobe.
Yeah,
Jordan had me fall in love with the game. Mm-hmm. Kobe took that a step further, made me a fan. Made me want to emulate someone whenever we played basketball. Made me a fan of the Lakers. Kobe did that.
Yeah.
Yvette, my wife, mentioning the UConn tribute. Gianna wanted to be a UConn Husky.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, I'm going to play. Gina Oyama is his name, I believe.
Yeah.
She wanted to play there. She was going to play there. That was her choice of school, and her tribute. Yeah, I agree. That tribute, they put like a jersey on a chair, for Gianna.
Did you see in the Philippines what they did?
No.
In the basketball court, they painted a mural of him and Gigi in the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
Of him just holding her.
Isn't it crazy how quick these murals came up? Like, that's amazing. Yeah, they're all over the place. Like, they're, you know, LA.
I think this was just as big as when Michael Jackson died, dude, when he passed away.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing on that, I know people out there mentioning, you know, allegations and whatnot. I think that's a conversation for another day, man. I think that is classless.
Yeah.
I think that for someone like myself with a dark sense of humor,
for this particular moment,
shit ain't funny, man.
Yeah.
Or shit, don't mention it.
Yeah.
That conversation for another day. Mm-hmm. Someone had released a tweet or something like that, yeah, saying like, oh, check out this article on his allegations. You didn't release it before.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
You released it after this. Nah. Pretty classless, man. Josue confesses he's a Lakers fan. I knew it. He's also,
me too.
He's also a Cowboys fan. Let's see, what else do we have here? Fernando joined. I think Fernando might have heard. Fernando might have heard your shout out to Fernando. Tony said it's working. I don't know. Maybe hopefully Albert's call came through this. If not, jimmyspodcastworld.com. I'll have this uploaded as soon as possible. And it's on Facebook Live. Please share this. I have a passion for talking. I love talking sports. I promise this podcast won't just be sports talk. I hope to have my mom in here, interview her soon. I hope to interview just very interesting people that have interesting stories to tell. So this will only get better.
Oh yeah. Give us time, people.
Mari says she remembers those moments about her mom as well. Her mom, my suegra, their mom is really entertaining. When she's watching basketball, yeah, she gets intense.
Oh man, like that's heartbreaking to see right there.
Let's see. Josue said hell no to the Cowboys. Dude, we went to Cowboys Stadium for WrestleMania 32.
I know he's a Cowboys
fan. I saw the twinkle in his eye.
I know.
I saw a twinkle in his eye.
That well, that's why him and Sammy are like best friends now too, because he's a hardcore Cowboy fan. So from what I hear, they're always texting each other, hey, yeah, Cowboys this, Cowboy that. So pretty disappointing, Josue.
I haven't seen what's Kobe's that documentary, Dear Basketball.
Dear Basketball.
Yeah, I haven't watched that. I think that'll be something I'll watch soon. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, check it out. His love for the game, from what I hear, really comes out in that. Check out Kobe's rap videos. Check out. If there's one thing to take from this, is whatever it is that you're doing tomorrow, hug your kids, hug your husband, your wife, friends, family.
Any grudges that you have with anybody out there,
drop them.
Mm-hmm.
Life
moves on, man. And if it doesn't,
and go out there and tackle the day as Kobe would.
Let's be positive.
With that, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone.
Goodnight, everybody.
Rob, thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Long live the Mamba. I'm glad Albert's call came through, man.
Yeah. It worked out. Fucking Albert. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to remember the whooping that I gave him. Fucking dude.
Oh. Give me sports. Give me tacos. Give me the world.
The Jimmy Podcast World.